when I think about prayer, I sort of think of three forms of prayer. And I sort of our readings today sort of bring these out. And the first form is, when we basically just take time to talk with God. I'm sure that, that all of us at very special times in our lives, when something's happening and, we just sit there and basically ask God for what we need, for what help or strength. This is sort of like, Abraham in our first reading. And basically, he's praying to God, and he's talking to God. And he's sort of doing a little bit of bargaining, sort of the persistence. And I sort of smile when I think of that. And yet, that sometimes, when we have special needs, that we, sort of make bargains with God. If you allow this to happen, I'll give up smoking, I'll lose weight, I won't sit there and do this, I won't sit there and do that. But yet, that this is a very, personal form of prayer. Another form, of course, is, what I call formal prayer. The prayers that we've learned from childhood. The prayer that Jesus taught his disciples in today's reading. The Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, the Rosary. All of the lists of prayers. That, sometimes, I've got sort of a part-time job, and I do some driving for, it's called Honor Enterprises, but we do like medical transportation. And so a lot of times, I take people to different cities, and then I have time to wait. And a lot of times in that waiting, I have my, my little prayer book, and I bring it out, and I try to take, sort of 10 or 15 minutes to say, my morning prayers. And a lot of times, that leads to, sometimes of me maybe talking with God in a little bit more personal way, in a little bit more personal prayer. But I find it's very important to start my day by doing that. And I think, that's it. And then we have what we call, what I call ritual prayer. The celebration of Mass. As Catholics, this is, our greatest prayer because we are able to come with Jesus in the Eucharist. And as Jesus offers himself up on the cross, we get to offer our needs, our wants, our desires, with Jesus to our Heavenly Father in a gift that he cannot refuse to accept because they're tied with Jesus. And because of that, he answers our prayers. Other forms of ritual prayers are the sacraments, 40 hours. And as a priest, and a religious, the whole thing of the Holy Office. In the seminary, we were taught to pray, Lauds in the morning, Vespers in the afternoon or early evening, and Compline at night. So morning prayer, evening prayer, and night prayer. And these were like, mixed up of saying the Psalms and some songs, some canticles, and some form of prayer. And the thing is that, whatever form of prayer suits us, and I think most of us, is that we find that, throughout our week and our month, is that, all forms of prayer sometimes touch us. Sometimes, we find, that, I remember, that when we were in the hospital with Katie, sometimes, I really couldn't think too much. And so the old standby, the Our Father, and the Hail Mary, the prayers that I've learned through from childhood, gave me comfort and gave me a way of knowing that the Lord was there with me and helping us to do that. Other times, just sitting there and talking and asking God to, sort of to help Katie to heal, to be able to get over the sickness, and to be able to get well and to go home. And the thing is, we also learn in our readings today that when we pray, is that God always hears our prayer. And yet, we have to sometimes realize is that he doesn't always answer our prayer the way that we want or in the time that we want. But Jesus assures us that he hears our prayer and he answers our prayer. And sometimes, you know, the tendency is because, you know, our prayer isn't heard the way that we exactly want it, that even though we bargain maybe like Abraham, we haven't quite got the same results as Abraham or the same promise. It's that God still hears our prayer and not to give up on prayer. So often, you know, because our prayer isn't heard the way we want, it's very easy to give up. God doesn't hear my prayer. God doesn't care about me. Hey, what's the use of prayer? Prayer doesn't work. Prayer works. You know, even though Katie died, yet you know that she's still with us. She has touched our lives. She's been there with Bobby and I in so many ways. That, you know, our prayer was answered just in a different way than what we wanted. Also, the important thing that I've learned from today's gospel is that, you know, that the disciples saw Jesus praying and they were touched by that and they said, teach us to pray. And as I reflect on my own life, that, you know, if we really want our loved ones to have a respect, you know, a real place for prayer in their life, they have to see it from those that they love. I remember my own life, you know, my father, you know, that, you know, every day, you know, he would take some time in the evening and he would slip away and he would say the rosary. And a lot of times, you know, in Lent, you know, I remember the family would join him in the living room and we would all kneel down and we would say the rosary together. I remember, you know, at Mass, you know, his getting out of his prayer book, because the Mass was still in Latin, I think I've shared that with some of you before, and taking the time to say his prayers. And, you know, after he would get out of Mass, he would say, boy, that really touched me. You know, really, you know, and, you know, felt good about that. I remember my mother, after my father died, you know, became involved with what they called the Blue Army. And because of that, you know, that there was supposed to be a daily regimen of prayer. And I remember her taking that time. Because from before that, you know, Mom was always busy and doing this and doing that. And I never really saw her take time to sit down and really pray. But she got into that. And it touched my life. I remember my grandparents who, you know, were going, you know, they would go to Mass every day. And so sometimes, you know, staying with them a couple times during the summer, is that that was part of the regimen, to get up in the morning and go to church and go to Mass and then come home and have breakfast. And as I saw that, I realized that, you know, my love for the priesthood, my love for prayer and for Jesus, a lot of ways was touched by that. And so the thing is that, you know, for parents and grandparents, if you want prayer to be part of the life of your children, but part of people you love, they have to see you pray. They have to see it's important to you in your life. My prayer for you is have a beautiful day, a beautiful week. Maybe get some rain for the fields. And to just be close to God and pray. Amen.